Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with New Rules for Online Marketing 2016. This is a call that I do at the beginning of every year. I've done it for several years now, and I like to talk about what's new, what isn't working any longer, what is working. I like to share every detail of what I'm doing with my community, and that is you. Be sure to subscribe to all the calls in my podcast series, and I have two podcasts. You'll want to hear every interview I do and every training call I do, such as this one. All right, let's get to the new rules for online marketing 2016. The great news is that the recession truly is over. I've been saying this for most of the past year. Most people have been skeptical, but the truth is the recession is over. We are in full recovery. Yes, there will always be financial, economic struggles and hardships around the world, but for the most part, we have moved past the Great Recession, and things are looking up in a big way when it comes to small business, and that's what we're doing as online entrepreneurs. So I want you to get yourself in that positive frame of mind that anything is possible, people are spending money, and businesses are flourishing online and off. So let's talk about what you need to do to really get your business ramped up in 2016. First of all, position yourself as an expert. This is something I've been talking about for many, many years. There are so many ways that you can do this. The best way for me and for the people that I'm in communities with online is by becoming an author, by writing a book on your topic. I now have 12 books. I also have books that I have contributed to, books that I have compiled. So my name is on a lot of things. If you go over to ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com, you'll see everything that I have on Amazon, including my most recent book that I am going to talk about in some detail today, Book, Blog, Broadcast. This book was an important shift in the thinking for me and for the people that are now using this strategy, and I'm going to talk about it. But you want to get your book ready. How do you get your book ready? How do you decide even what topic to write about? What are the questions people are asking you about your topic? In the very beginning for me, my very first book was in 2010. It was huge profits with a tiny list. People were coming to me and saying, how is it that you're making money when your list is small? With just a few thousand names on the list, how can you do so extremely well as an online entrepreneur? And as I started to talk about it, a couple of my mentors also suggested that I started talking about it more and writing about it. And I ended up writing 50 blog posts over on my hugeprofitstinylist.com blog, and that's how that book came together. Those 50 blog posts became 50 little 2-3-page chapters. I wrote a whole lot within the book. The book became 38,000 words, and actually, by early spring 2016, I will have the all-new updated and revised edition of Huge Profits with a Tiny List, that book. It will be available on Amazon in the new version. So if you have the old version already, you'll receive an email from Amazon, and they'll tell you that you can get the updated version at no additional cost. So I hope that you really take advantage of what I shared there. So that book positions you as an expert. What's next? Speaking to people. Now, with me, I had been a classroom teacher for 20 years. I love speaking in front of my classroom. I loved even speaking in the auditorium to several hundred students. Once I would ever be asked to speak to the faculty meeting, to the teachers and administrators, I would freeze up. That was something that I was very fearful of, and I had to push through that. I came online and started volunteering, doing a lot of charity work, and I was with Rotary. It's an international service organization. That's the first group that put a microphone in my hand and expected me to speak to our group, which was about 60 people locally. And it was physically painful for me to do it, but I pushed through. I did this. Finally, they asked me to speak at district meetings, and those district meetings had usually 200-300 people, and that was extremely frightening as well when I got started doing that. But I did it, I let myself feel the pain, push through it, and do it anyway. So writing a book and then speaking about the topic of the book and about other things. So to Rotary, in the beginning, I wasn't speaking about huge profits with a tiny list because that group of people, for you know, the overwhelming majority of them, they had no interest in becoming an online entrepreneur. They already were in the corporate world or had businesses of their own. They did other things. They were professionals. They weren't interested in what I was doing. So what they did want to hear about was social media, because social media was just coming into play when I was getting started online. So those first few years, that's what I talked about. And I would do presentations and give handouts, and that made me more comfortable. Finally, after being on your online for 2 years, 2008, I was asked to speak at marketing events, and now that's something that I do. I've done it on 3 continents in several countries, and I host my own live events twice a year in the spring and in the fall in Los Angeles now. And I also hold retreats in Santa Barbara, where I live part-time. So you can turn your book and your speaking into a huge part of your business. All right, let's talk about creating massive visibility for yourself. The book is part of it, but let's talk about this last book that I wrote. It just came out a few months ago, and it's called Book, Blog, Broadcast. The idea there is that you blog your book. You use that blog to really get your name out to the world and use your name for the blog. When I was getting started, it really wasn't trendy to do this. We owned our domain, our name, but we were kind of saving it for something. So we're not doing that any longer, and it's been many, many years. That's not just a new rule for online marketing 2016. We've been using our name for our primary blog for a long time. If you go to ConnieReaganGreen.com, you will see my primary blog. My HugeProfitsTinyList.com blog is a secondary blog. I maintain both of them. Each of them host one of my podcasts. But we really want to have our name be the top of Google. If somebody Googles you, you want your blog that has your name to be the very first thing that they find. And on that blog, you're going to start blogging about topics that will end up being part of your book. Whether it's your first book or your next book, this is the way to do it. The next thing is your podcast, which also is hosted, lives on your blog. So that's what you want to do. Go over to both of my blogs. Spend a few minutes on each one. Go to ConnieReaganGreen.com. Go to HugeProfitsTinyList.com. And take a look at how I have them set up, how I have them structured. Look in the sidebar. Both of them have the sidebar on the right, and that's where the eye naturally goes. So you want to see how that is done. So this will help you create massive visibility. What helps that we did not have the first couple of years that I was online is social media. So you want to get started with Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, some of the other ones like Instagram I like very much, Pinterest, Google+. There are other sites. But this is my challenge to you this year. I want you to start a group over on LinkedIn. This is an amazing way to build a list. You're building a community that you own, you control, and you can communicate with through email messages. Now, it's true, we do not own and control LinkedIn, but they're here to stay. They were here long before Facebook, any other social media sites. They did not consider themselves a social media site. They had to change their format a little bit to compete with Facebook, but they were really for people who were in business or in the corporate world, that type of thing. And when I got started on LinkedIn, I wasn't sure it was right for me and then saw very quickly it was perfect. So I want you to join one or two groups that have something to do with what you are doing online, and then I want you to start your own group and start small. Just invite 10 people to begin with and see what it's like. I have several groups over there. I'm going to be doing it much bigger in 2016. All right, also, attending live events will help you create massive visibility. You want to start in your local community. What's going on in your city or someplace fairly close within an hour to you that you can attend and be seen and let people know that you're knowledgeable on a variety of topics? So the Chamber of Commerce is one that I will recommend. A variety of charitable and nonprofit organizations is another place. And also, anything that's done specifically on your topic in your area. So there are marketing events from time to time in both Santa Clarita and Santa Barbara, neither of which are huge cities, but there are things from time to time that I will attend, and finally people will see that I'm someone that has information to share. And then finally I'm asked to speak at those events the following year. So you want to get started with these things. So building credibility, which is something else we want to discuss, is done also with your speaking and with teleseminars. It's public speaking. What I'm doing right now is public speaking. I'm speaking to, finally, it'll be thousands and thousands of people. Initially, I'm speaking just through the phone. I'm using a regular telephone, doing this as a teleseminar. It will be repurposed into a blog post and into a podcast. And this builds credibility. It shows you that I care about you. I care about the topic. I'm knowledgeable about the topic of online marketing. And I'm willing and able to share that information with you in a way that will help you to think a little bit differently about what you're doing and to grow your business. The next thing I want to talk about is what's for sale. It's a question that I ask people that are in my online marketing incubator and in my Platinum Mastermind group. I ask them this on a regular basis. If you're not making the money you want to make, perhaps you don't have enough things for sale. So all you need is a list of people, whether they are on your LinkedIn group or a list that people opted into through the autoresponder on your blog or somewhere else. You need a list of people to market to, and you need an offer. It can be your product. It can be an affiliate product. I started with affiliate marketing. I didn't have my own products that first year. So I was recommending other people's products that I had purchased and benefited from. And I continue to do that. I buy many, many things. The ones that are the very best, I recommend. So ask yourself what's for sale. Right now, if someone had their credit card out or their PayPal information, where can they go on the internet, not in person, because I'm talking about online marketing here, where can they go on the internet to make a purchase from you or through you? And the answer needs to be lots and lots of places. So you can put links in short reports that you create, in your autoresponder messages, on separate domains that you have for products. You can even set up your own site to promote affiliate products. This is an advanced strategy, but it's something that works very, very well. So just say that I'm promoting products from someone that I know, I trust, I've purchased from on a regular basis, I've already been an affiliate for the person. I may want to set up a page where I can talk more about what the person is doing and offer one of their products for sale, offer a link there to their sales letter. Now, usually I would ask permission, even though you don't really need permission to recommend someone, but I like to let people know how I'm promoting them and let them put in their input, because I like that when people promote my products. So remember, all you need is a list of people, a community of people that are interested in you and your topic, and an offer, whether it's something of yours or something of someone else's. That will answer the question, what's for sale? Refuse to get bogged down with technology, with writing, or with anything else. For me, the technology continues to be a struggle. I can do a few more things than I could do in the past, but not a whole lot. I have to have help. I have paid help with technology. The writing was a struggle for me in the beginning. I was someone who always wanted to be a writer, didn't spend time writing. I won't say very much time, because it was really almost no time. Over the years, all the years I was teaching and in real estate, I was helping other people with their writing, so in the classroom, and in real estate, there were many people that English was not their first language, so I would help them edit their writing on the appraisals or the narrative reports we were doing for purchasing and listing properties for sale, that type of thing, but I wasn't doing my own original writing. When I came online, I realized that had to change. So my writing has improved greatly. It still isn't excellent writing, but it's good enough for me to get my blog post out, my short reports out, and my books out on a regular basis. So I want you to think about this and not let this worry you or bog you down. I'm going to give you a quote. This is from Lisa Satora, someone that I've known for most of the time I've been online. She's quite successful as a businesswoman. She gave a quote. She spoke at an event that I put on with Dr. Jeanette Cates back in 2009 was this first event where she was we were four people speaking. She was one of the four. And her quote is, treat your business like a business and it will pay you like a business. Treat it like a hobby and it will cost you like a hobby. And this is so, so important. What this means is every day you must be productive. You must have a list of things to do that are ready for you when you sit down in front of the computer to work. So my list is always worked on the afternoon or evening before, and then I tend to start early in the morning. I look at that list so I know what to do. So for today, I have five things on the list. One is a phone call for something for business. The other things are things I actually need to do. And this is the kind of thing that you want to do so you'll be the most productive. And decide how long you can work. I usually work in 90-minute blocks. So I'll work for about 90 minutes, and then I take a break for about 30 minutes. If I can get three 90-minute blocks in before about 11 in the morning, that works for me. I'm more productive. I have more things happening, and my brain is really turning and thinking in a great way, and I can do this several days a week. So I want you to decide when your best time is. That's your prime time. And see how many 90-minute blocks you can do, or perhaps a 60-minute block is better for you. Maybe you can do four 60-minute blocks. This is not the type of work. Being an online entrepreneur is not the type of thing that you can do for 8 hours straight, or even for 8 hours with two or three short breaks. It takes too much brain power, I believe. So you want to do it in a different way. All right, what else did I not cover enough of? Maybe perhaps about the podcast. Your podcast is you talking in short spurts. So mine tend to go, my interviews don't go over 30 minutes. That's one of my podcasts. The other ones, they tend to go 30 to 45 minutes. You don't want to go too long. The average commute time for people in North America anyway is about 22 minutes each way. And yes, many people are driving for longer periods of time. It doesn't mean they want to listen, though, for longer periods of time. So if you can do something that's 20 to 40 minutes where people could listen on the way to work and on the way home easily, that will be the best thing. That's my suggestion. And take your niche, but break it down a little bit. So with me, I primarily work with new and newer online entrepreneurs. When people get very experienced, I tend to move them on to other mentors. I think that's a good idea. So be very specific in what you're teaching. Don't try to teach everything like I wouldn't try to teach everything internet marketing. It's too big. It's too much. But speaking of which, I have a new course that is something that I used to teach years back. It's called the Internet Marketing Six-Pack, and I'm going to be teaching it three times during 2016. So if you go to the Internet Marketing Six-Pack, and it's spelled S-I-X, we spell six out, internetmarketingsixpack.com, the word, not the number, for six, you can see, depending on when you listen to this call during 2016, you can see when it's coming up the next time or if it's in home study. So now, even though this is the Internet Marketing Six-Pack, I'm not teaching all things Internet Marketing. You can see there the six modules that are included. Season one is in January of 2016. There will be season two and season three. Whenever you buy into this program, you'll have access to everything that was done previously. And I record the webinars. I also give you the MP3 link so you can just listen to the audio. There'll be several downloads and everything. But this has become a signature course for me once again. And when I did it in previous years, people loved it so much they continued to work with me, and that made me feel good, gave me an opportunity to know them over the six-module portion of the course and then see if we were a good fit for each other. And if you think that you would like to work with me, this could be the perfect way for you to get started. So it's just something that I wanted to throw out there and let you know. Know that I am always available to answer questions. I prefer to answer questions on my calls like this that I do at least once a month. You can also email me once you're on my list. Just go to ConnieReaganGreen.com or HugeProfitsTinyList.com and opt in. You'll be on my list. And you can hit reply. Those come directly to me, and I will get back to you with an answer. So many times people are sharing their story, what it is that they have been trying to do, what they would like to do, and I give them just a little bit of advice to move them closer to where they want to be. So remember that in an email, I can't solve everything and completely build your business for you, but I can definitely steer you in the right direction. This all comes from my experience, my first year, year and a half online, where I didn't have anybody that I could ask questions to. It was very, very difficult. It was a struggle. Social media was not active at that point. Facebook was still for college students. Twitter had not been created. LinkedIn really was for the corporate and business world at that point. So there was no place to go to ask questions. And I thought, you know, once I understand this, once I put the pieces of the puzzle together, I want to be able to help other people in a big way. So I want you to think about these new rules for online marketing 2016. Give yourself that boost of confidence that you need to know that you can do it. You can achieve any goals that you have in terms of starting and growing a profitable online business, because the time is right. The window of opportunity has once again opened. It opens and closes, and it was closed the last couple of years. It was very difficult for people to break in. Very, very difficult. And now everything has shifted once again, and we are available to have opportunities that I thought might not come back again. So I'm very, very excited for everyone. Remember that most people will not be successful because they're not willing to do what it takes. I was talking to somebody over the last few days about this. I talked to him two different times, and he was giving an example in his own business where he has gone back for additional training, additional certifications. It makes him almost $10,000 a year more in his industry, and most of the people he's working with are complaining that they don't make enough money. And when he talks to them about the certifications and the different training, their answer is it takes too much time and it's too difficult to pass the test. And so we were comparing notes about how it is the same thing in my business, where people will say, this internet marketing thing, it just doesn't work. I tried it, and I didn't make any money, or I made almost no money, something like that. And it's because you have to stay focused. You must be productive. You must ask yourself every day, what is for sale? You must position yourself as an expert, create massive visibility, and build your credibility, and refuse to get bogged down with technology, writing, or anything else. Treat your business like a business so it will pay you like a business. Most important for 2016 and beyond. So again, this is Connie Reagan Green with new rules for online marketing 2016. And I want you to share this with anybody that you think would benefit. Just send them to newrulesforonlinemarketing.com and they'll be able to listen to the replay of this. I would love to have you on my list. I would love to have you in my social media community, and I would love to connect with you further in one of my training courses. So great success to you in 2016 and beyond. Be sure to reach out to me so we can be connected. Connie Reagan Green with new rules for online marketing 2016.